the sexual revolution is a set of ideas that are impossible to fully implement. And so therefore, you have to keep continuing the revolution in order to make the previous steps seem plausible or doable. Let's just take this one tenet of the sexual revolution, that sex and babies should be separated, can be separated, that you can build a whole society around the premise that sex doesn't make babies. Okay, newsflash, people. Sex makes babies, okay? It's not possible to build an entire society around the idea that it doesn't, okay? So once you commit yourself to that, there's no turning back. You can't turn around and say, this contraception thing's out of control. We're prescribing vaccines against sexually transmitted diseases to fourth graders and actually even newborn babies. There's so many things wrong with this picture that you'd have to retrace your steps so far that not very many people are willing to do that. It takes a huge transformational shift to step yourself out of that paradigm and say, hey, we've gone wrong. So therefore, instead of doing that, they have to keep patching up the holes where the truth of sex and babies being connected, where that truth keeps seeping out. It'll seep out on a daily basis if you let it. So therefore, that's part of the reason that the sexual revolution has become such an oppressive and really, I would say, totalitarian ideology.